Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Radio Laurier's original show, The Political Impact. I'm your host, Kelsey Hickman, and I'm very excited to be able to have this opportunity and use this platform to talk about, well, politics. That's a very broad definition, I know. The term politics can be applied to just about anything or everything. But for the purpose of this show, I hope to apply it to you, the students. A little bit about me is that I'm a student too. I'm currently a third-year student at Wilfrid Laurier University, majoring in political science with a specialization in legal studies and a minor in history. I love politics. Some may even say I'm a bit of a nerd for it all. I've taken, or at least tried to take, every political science course that our school has to offer. Some examples is that I've taken PO 101, Politics Within Borders, discussing all of the aspects of domestic politics within Canada, and PO 225, talking about American government and the polarization of the United States. I love the discussion that these classes provide, and I get to debate and educate myself through conversation with my peers. For example, this semester I'm enrolled in PO 333, International Law, where we're currently discussing and learning all about the close call 1995 referendum of Quebec. I would like to say that I have always been passionate about politics, and in some way that may or may not be true. But I really want to paint a picture for you and saying that I really started tuning in to domestic and international political arenas when I took a class in high school called World Issues. Learning about the who, what, where, and why about things and issues such as climate change, poverty, and human rights violations all across the globe made me angry. It made me sad. And it made me feel very strongly that I wanted to fix it. I became very eager and dedicated to finding some forms of solutions. I just didn't know exactly where to start. Now, I was old enough to know that a garage sale or lemonade stand was probably not the best solution and wouldn't have made as much of an impact as I wanted it to. So the question became, how do I be part of the change I want to see? Well, when we think about the source of change, more often than not, it does start with government. World leaders, debate, legislation, and resolutions became more and more clear that politics, for me, was the answer. It was the best way to ignite the changes I wanted to see. Well, then I asked myself, do I need to be a politician? Do I need to study law? Well, no. What I then realized was that I actually had all of the rights that I needed to just by being a democratic citizen. You see, us living in a free democracy like Canada, we as citizens have the right to participate in our society. Protesting, voting, and expressing our freedoms that matter to us in order to ensure our community values remain protected and upheld across the nation. Being politically active means you and I and every other of-age Canadian can be a part of the change, be a part of the solution. And the more of us that do participate, the better our government and our systems and institutions will reflect us. Without even realizing it, I already had a voice, and I have a voice that matters. And that, in theory, is valued equally among all other Canadian voices. Now, I know many students who argue and protest my optimism. A lot of students do not participate in provincial and federal elections, and they claim to me that their vote does not matter, that one person cannot change a majority. Now, I see your point, and I hear you that it can be very difficult to remember why our system is set up like this, to begin with. And of course, its politics could be deemed very controversial, and it can be polarizing based on individuals' values, making us feel as though only those who agree with us are the good guys. It makes it a matter of us versus them. We have seen this emerge a lot recent years in domestic and American politics. I understand how political apathy may seem like the solution. My voice doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. Why should I bother? But I raise you this. How does a new idea form? How do we evolve as a country? Because we already have. Time in Canada when not all women had the right to vote. There was a time in Canada where we were not an independent state from Britain. How did we get there? How did we get here? I have never met one person who was completely satisfied with every problem and matching solution in the world. Our system of democracy encourages differences, different cultures, values, thoughts, and opinions. It is vital for our country to grow and evolve through way of debate. Debate in the political arena. In first year, one of my favorite professors told our class, "You can never change anything by forfeiting. Your democratic rights matter. Your vote matters. Your voice matters. We are the newest generation to participate in our national political arena. We have new ideas, new ways of thinking that older generations do not. And we should be proud to showcase Generation Z to the rest of the population." This is one of the main reasons that I love politics. And I hope that this podcast gives a little bit more insight on the issues affecting us students and how ideas start and become majority reality. How one person and one idea can be spread to conduct change. And I hope that we can find a good place to start. So this show will be informative and interview-based. The political impact will be all about the exchanging of ideas. I will conduct friendly and informative interviews with student leaders, local officials, and Laurier professors. I hope to debate on issues that impact students and their lives in Waterloo. I would like to utilize this platform to help improve political engagement and awareness within the student demographic. Some of the current issues that I would hope to cover and discuss include women in politics and what that has evolved to look like, the Canadian voting system, and debates around how it may be changed, environmental policy and climate change impacts on local communities. I hope to interview some inspiring Laurier students and professors and talk about the what's going on and what we should do as students to help. Another part of this show that I'm excited about is segments. There will be two main segments, a part of each show. And the first, I will start today. I hope to highlight one local or international public figure each week and talk about their lives and their impact on the politics that they participate in. To go along with today's theme, I have decided to choose one of my favorite role models, American politician Stacey Abrams. Abrams is a New York best-selling author, a lawyer, an American politician, and a voting rights activist. Stacey Abrams has already had an incredible impact on the American politics and the voting turnout in the 2020 presidential election in the state of Georgia. She continues to advocate for Americans to utilize their democratic rights and get involved in national and political and local politics when seeking change. I want to highlight a quote that Abrams once said. Stacey Abrams said, quote, "Our ability to participate in government, to elect our leaders, and to improve our lives is contingent upon our ability to access the ballot. We know in our heart of hearts that voting is a sacred right, the font for which all others' rights flow." End quote. The right to vote in many places in the world is a privilege, if that. It is denied and suppressed in different government systems. It is denied and suppressed for different minority groups. The right to vote is just one of the many ways of getting involved and being politically active. And as students, we cannot take our ability to have a voice in our government and community for granted. I hope that this show can showcase how these big issues in the world impact the average student, the why, and what they can do about it. It takes me back to grade 11 in my world issues class. That fire I felt to be a change. This is my way of conducting that change. And it's so simple, and it is just one way that we can start. For me, being politically active is one of the best ways to get involved, and feeling like I'm making a positive contribution to my community. This is why I love politics. And I hope that this podcast gives a little bit more insight on the issues affecting us students and highlights the ideas and solutions of how to conduct change and, of course, where you can start and be a part of it. Thank you so much for listening today, and I do hope you tune in next week. All the best, and remember, your voice matters.